Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? Coming to you live from Hot Atlanta, Atlanta, GA. I was just here not too long ago for the Super Bowl. Now I'm here back, another UFC. Action-packed card, action-packed show. We're going to announce, even though I've kind of put it out on Twitter a little bit, we are going to do our first ever Performance of the Night Award. So we've done picks before. We've done a lot of cool stuff before. But I brought my Jupiter bike. I've had some of the guys try it out. And of the athletes that will be on the show today, one of them will win the first ever Knockout Radio, sponsored by Jupiter Bike, Performance of the Night, and they will walk away with one of these bikes. And they are so much fun. They're so cool. I've been riding it all over Atlanta once I got here off the plane. We've been riding it through the lobby. We've been doing a bunch of silly stuff, and we're going to give one of these away. So it will be a lot of fun. We're going to open it up to the Randy regime to kind of give us their opinion on Performance of the Night of only the athletes that will be on today's show. People that have been on in the past won't be eligible. People that are fighting Saturday night won't be eligible. It's all who is going to stop by, who is going to be on the show over the next 2 hours. So looking for help, I'll throw my 2 cents in. The Randy regime will throw their 2 cents in. If Matt gets online, he'll throw his 2 cents in. He'll be up here on Saturday, so I may still even allow him to get involved on that. All right, some of the things to touch base on. I read this, and I've heard people talk about this, but I saw it on the Book of Face that an Uber driver picked up a fare from their house, drove them to the airport, and then turned around and robbed the house. And I know we've talked about that. I also have numerous pet peeves. We're going to address my flag pet peeve on today's show as a military person will be on. I believe he's even an officer in the reserves. I always thought he was at Tampa's own. He was fought in Tampa for the RFC, out of New York. So we're going to get his view on my blowing up, my losing my mind on the American flag, and even more so on what I saw last weekend. This has probably bothered me more than the flag has in the past. And I will address that with Matt, both Matts, over in the second hour. But I just absolutely lost my mind. Lightning open up tonight against Columbus. Rays are still doing well early in the season, I understand. I heard a stat, somebody told me this the other day, that over the last 100 games and since the All-Star break, they have like the second best or third best record in all of baseball. So found that just a little bit interesting. I also want to know, you can tweet me, you can hit me up on Facebook, you can call in, you can hunt down Matt at Tour de Pizza. I don't know what's taken so long on this John Chuck trial. Why wasn't this, isn't this an open, shut, 30-second case, and why is this dude still alive? He should have been found guilty in the first 30 seconds and killed a minute later. If you have a different opinion, or if you can tell me how we can speed this up, I definitely would like to know that as well. So, still trying to connect with Matt up here, which should be momentarily. And we'll get his opinion and views on that as well. We already know the whole TJ Dillashaw fiasco, and we will touch base on that over the next hour and 45 minutes or so. And momentarily, Alan Jovan will be in. Who else are we going to have on? Jalen Turner, Matt Friola. And I had to make sure that Max Griffin will stop by. Kaylee Roundtree will be in. And one of those five will walk away with the Jupiter bike. Comes in different colors. When I go to the Book of Face, you'll be able to see the bike in the background. Now, that's not the one we're giving away because that's mine that I will be riding around in Atlanta over the next couple of days, taking it to Nashville when I board the plane on Monday. Have Randy Couture will be on it. Tito Ortiz will be on it. I think Ryan Bader will be on it. We're also going to have Rascal Flatts on it. You know, all the celebrities in Nashville will be getting on my Jupiter bike and riding up and down Broadway as well. So that's what we're going to do. We may even talk a little NBA as the playoffs are about to start. Dwayne Wade's final game. I did not watch it. If you did, Matt, if you did, let me know. Fill me in. The Buccaneers, by the way, as their OTAs. Why do people get so upset when a player doesn't show up on an optional training day? Everybody is up in arms that McCoy's not there. Yes, we know the chance of Gerald McCoy still being on this team come opening day is not looking good. But if it's optional, then it should be optional. And it shouldn't be the end of the world if an athlete doesn't come in for an optional training. Right? Just my thought. Cheerleaders were selected for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and hopefully we'll get past this at some point. First this, first that. Yes, I know it is the first male cheerleader in Tampa Bay Buccaneer history, but there have been other male cheerleaders. And can't we just say cheerleaders? The Tampa Bay Buccaneer cheerleaders have been selected. And the reason that it has me up in arms is because now the second male cheerleader, when that person is selected, they'll say the same, well, it's the second. Well, it's the third. Well, it's the fourth and all that stuff. So right now, connection issues, but I believe Matthew is on the phone. You're going old school. Going old school, huh?
I'm old school. I'm almost standing in a phone booth right now, all glass.
Well, I don't believe there are any of those phone booths around anymore.
What was it like to go out on the street corner and like close the door and like talk while people were driving by?
You know, when I was in the military, I was stationed in Boston, and I used to go to the payphone every night to call my girlfriend, who is now my wife. But every night I would go to the payphone. I don't know if I've seen a payphone in, God, I couldn't even tell you, 15 years? How about if we say 14 years? Because do you know what happened 14 years ago?
I do not.
Great research that you do. Ultimate Fighter finale, Stefan Bonner, Forrest Griffin, 14 years ago. It seems like 25 years ago, to be honest.
It does. It felt a lot longer than that.
And how come some things seem like yesterday and some things that were yesterday seems like 10 years, 15 years, 20 years ago?
I think that's the mystery of life is, maybe registers as importance. Maybe like the magnitude of the importance, it leaves a bigger impression or distorts the time of how long ago it was. I don't know.
Before we get to our first UFC fighter interview, who was the winning cap? What was the winning caption on that photo with you and John McEnroe?
I would say that Shane Grossman, the president of the Randy regime, said, excuse me, Mr. McEnroe, do you mind breaking my phone?
Now, is the reason that that's the winner because I'm not eligible? Because I really believe mine was better. Hey, kid, get away from me.
I mean, that's a typical Randy Harris answer. I think the cleverness of like how he breaks rackets and like, you know, just breaks things and how he phrased it as like a polite request to break my phone. I thought it was pretty funny.
I liked mine better. Hey, kid, get away from me.
That also was a close second.
Okay, now I've been told by numerous people that I treat you awful, that you know I say things to you that I shouldn't say, that I treat you like a third-rate intern. On and on. You can stop me whenever you want me to stop.
No, I've earned those descriptions, and I think I hold the place down. I hold the anchor well. So.
Okay, so I'm going to throw you under the bus then again and even more.
Okay.
When we went to this tennis event, and correct me if I'm wrong, and don't lie, okay. You were set to play John McEnroe tennis. You were dressed like a tennis player, and you had your tennis racket in the back seat of the car.
I indeed came to dress the part. I was ready to go in. If you call me in, coach, call my number. I'm on the court, and I'm swinging balls with Johnny Mac.
And I thought we were going to have to throw down when it appeared like you were literally going to go out there and play him tennis.
I was prepared, but I was also prepared to be Knockout Radio's third string intern.
Oh, you were going to drop below third, trust me.
I mean, I dressed the part, but you actually were on the court with Johnny Mac. I mean, I thought you were going to get it. I thought he was going to come over and hit you with a racket.
But it was close.
He did get pretty close.
I tried to get in his backswing.
Yeah, I mean, you were definitely the closest human being to Johnny Mac at a certain point.
Were you surprised at how him and all the other guys, that they were making the, I don't even want to call them amateurs. What would you call the people that paid money to hit with John McEnroe and Courier and
participants?
Some of the shots that they were making on him?
Yeah, I think going into it, I had always heard that Johnny McEnroe was still the ultimate competitor, right? That he never, even in exhibition, even in charity, he's still going to, if you try to show him up, he's still going to show you that he's a legend and he's the best. And I think some of those shots, people, as soon as the participants got a good shot or a lucky shot or a blunder, and they celebrated heavily and the crowd cheered, and I think Johnny Mac took it personal. And he's like, you know what? This is my show. And it was nice to see him still competitive. I think you see that in all sports. I don't think Michael Jordan will let anyone in a charity basketball game get up on him in a game of 21. He's just that competitive guy that's going to take it to the grave.
But is that going above and beyond when you're paying? You're paying to play against these guys, but is it disrespectful? And the reason I'm asking you that is when we had Uriah Faber in our gym in Pinellas Park, and we had Chuck Liddell in our gym in Pinellas Park, and some of our guys from the jiu-jitsu gym would roll with them, that they kind of got in trouble by the owner of the gym because they were going all out. They were trying to tap Uriah. They were trying to tap Randy and Chuck and whatever. And sure. It's a fine line. I mean, if you're paying, then don't you want to go balls to the wall?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely, I mean, yeah. But it's also that person's responsibility to not get shown up by amateurs. And if you're in a gym, especially in the MMA world, you can't let an overzealous, white belt or blue belt in a local gym, submit you or tap you or Kimura your arm where it takes you out and you can't compete, So I think they have to be, you got to straddle that fence. You got to always be in control because you're the pro and the best at what you do. And you got to put people in their place when they're overzealous. And, in MMA, people go to sleep when they're overzealous. In tennis, you may get a racket upside the head. I don't know.
But or a broken phone.
I think it's a tough road for every celebrity in that situation when they're playing for charity and for a good cause and entertainment sense, when people try to embarrass them.
So would it be a special athlete that would allow a participant to score on them, or to, I don't want to say tap them, but, if they're paying money, then is
well,
that?
Well, I mean, I think the difference, Diego Sanchez, a nightmare, right? Yeah, he did. I think there was a viral video of where a kid with muscular dystrophy,
right,
Down syndrome came in and beat Diego inside the octagon. You know, I think that's a different thing. You know, some of these kids, like some of these kids at the tennis event, were ringers. I mean, some of these parents brought these kids that are obviously junior team players, like, you know, teenagers and young adults that are trying to make it that next level, and they came out and they were trying to show off. They were trying to, you know, whip it past these guys and hit winner shots. And, you know, so I think the situation determines the response. I don't think a kid with Down syndrome, John Mack, would have, you know, tried to slam it, an overhead slam his face. But I think a 14-year-old kid trying to embarrass the legend, he's going to get shown that he's not, you know, as good as he thinks he is. And I'm okay with that. I think everybody deserves to be put in a place when they're not in the right.
I'm probably not going to be able to wait another hour until Matt comes in to the UFC media room to discuss the American flag. Not even the American flag, because, you know, I've said this day in and day out. My problem is with any athlete using a flag as a prop. So it's not just the American flag, it's any flag.
Sure.
What I witnessed Saturday night, which will probably cause me to not even be invited to cover these events anymore of that organization. The main event, the guy came out with the American flag draped on his back. When he got to cage, ring, you know, whatever, he took it off his back and threw it on the ground.
I mean, again, is it regulation? Is it official? Is it in service? Is it in use? Does it matter? I mean, because after that same fight, you know, Artem took both of his flags, you know, the Russian flag and the Irish flag, and wrapped them up in his hands around his knuckles and did photo ops. You know, so, I mean, does context matter?
To me or the rules?
To you, obviously. I mean, you serve this nation. You take great pride in the flag and what it represents, as most people do. You know, I think in the combat sporting world, I mean, you ask a guy like Shannon Rich, you know, he's very prideful. I mean, he's very proud of his flag. And I don't think he means it in any disrespect. In fact, he's a guy that's going out there fighting for his country in international competition, you know, in the same federation, in the Bare Knuckle Boxing Federation. So, our championship, you know. So I think it just depends on the value to the person, right? I mean, obviously you have an issue with it for your personal stance, but obviously these guys, they're doing it for a different motive, a different reason.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I'm going to address it. I'm going to address it with Matt. I'm going to address it with some of the other fighters just to get their view of it.
Jason Knight and the Artem fight, I mean, bare knuckle back on U.S. soil. I mean, it's one of those things where that kind of fight that just happened should give this sport, that federation, a lot of momentum going forward. Would you say?
No, I definitely agree. I mean, that's the Stephen Bonner Forrest Griffin fight, you know, of this organization, not even of this organization, of this sport, because it is different, you know, totally different. Now, I've read somewhere where a lot of MMA media people are dumping on it, and which I don't get. A combat sport is a combat sport. You know, one, it's different, but it's just as exciting. I don't like that it is, you know, bloody, but I believe it's even safer. You know, because of, you know, everybody has always said, and there has been no bigger supporter of MMA than me, that sure, MMA is safer than boxing because of the size of the gloves and this, that, the other. Well, now, you know, with bare knuckle not even having gloves, you know, it's not what people think it is. It's just more bloody because, you know, of the bare knuckle, of breaking up the face and stuff. So obviously it's not good. But all right, let's do this. Let's go hit this break real quick. Alan is just now walking in. So we'll hit this break and we'll come back with Alan Joban. We'll be right back.
Lots of walk around. troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time. But I watched the world float to the dark side of the moon. I feel there's nothing I can do.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Give it up, theater lovers. There's a new musical comedy spoof in town. Spamilton. From the creator of Forbidden Broadway comes a brilliant and hilarious send-up that's a revolution all its own. Spamilton is smart, silly, and convulsively funny. Now, oh, shucks, New York Times. And you know you ain't getting into that other show, so hip-hop over to Spamilton.
April 9th through May 12th at the Straz Center.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Atlanta, UFC 236, right around the corner. I'm broadcasting live from the UFC Media Room, and I think performance of the night might have just got a little bit easier for some of the fighters because everybody is running late, which means we probably won't get everybody on, which means chances are now better for the people who get on.
So the Jupiter bike is, that's the prize, right, for the performance of the night?
The performance of the night, our first ever. You know, we've always done picks. We've always done other things, but this will be the first time that we're going to do something with the fighters. So once again, the fighters that will be on the show today will be the only fighters eligible for our first annual performance of the night, which will be the recipient of a Jupiter bike.
Define be on the show and define fighter, because does that mean I'm eligible?
No.
What do you mean? I'm a bike guy. I got a cycling bike theme.
Okay. You asked me a question, and I answered it.
I really want one of those sweet bikes, man. I was watching the video. It's like up to 15 miles an hour, 10 miles per charge. Take it anywhere. Plug it in anywhere. In fact, I even saw, like, since I was looking up things to do in Georgia while I'll be up there this weekend, there's a bike trail that takes you all the way to Alabama.
Correct. And I was going to start to tell you something, but I forgot, because the more you're talking, I'll let you ride my Jupiter bike and I'll drive my brother's Maserati.
Oh, no. Come on, man. You can't drive a Maserati. I'm Maserati Matt.
I understand that. Now, if you want to purchase one, I was able to talk to ownership at Jupiter Bike, and I can get you $100 off.
That's an incredible deal.
It truly is.
It's incredible to see lightweight. I mean, perfect for metropolitan areas, downtown. Traffic gets congested. You just zip around on that thing. And you took it to Philly, right? Didn't you take it around the Rocky Museum? And
I have it here in Atlanta. And that's all we're talking about right now. We're not talking about Philly.
I know, but...
We're not talking about the drug addict that we watched shoot up outside of Rocky's apartment.
Right.
You know, the thing that's awful is Alan Jovan is a huge Rocky fan. And I wanted to talk Rocky with him. Didn't, you know, we'll talk about fights, but I wanted to talk about Rocky with him. And just that's now embedded in my mind, watching this guy shoot up outside of Rocky Balboa's apartment.
Yeah, the tough streets of Philly.
Kensington.
It's got a nice ring to it. I like it.
Coming up momentarily, Jalen Turner, who will be fighting against our next guest, which will be Matt Friola, fighting each other. So again, those two are going to help narrow the odds as well.
Sure.
Because only one of those two could really be eligible, right?
Yeah. No, that's it. You got to appear on the show and... If they're fighting each other, you have to win to get the bike. I mean, you got performance of the night can't go to a loser, right?
If you think they
put it on the best show, the best entertainment value, the best warrior. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I mean, I guess we need to open that up to the Randy regime as well. But I don't see any way possible that someone who doesn't win a fight would have the performance of the night over somebody who does win the fight against that person.
Yeah, not.
You know, if there were five different fighters from five different fights, and four of them were the running man from the UFC, you know, many years was it Caleb Stearns? So if four did that, and the fifth one lost but fought, then yeah, I would say that person could get performance of the night over those other four. But because Turner is fighting Friola, no.
I feel like Friola is a local. Do I know this guy?
You know, yes, you do know him. And that's why I was excited to have him on. And like I started to say at the beginning of the show, Matt fought twice for the RFC in Tampa.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, you know, he's good friends with my buddy Nick.
Yes, he is.
The landscaping guy.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. No, I knew the name. I'm like, man, I know this guy.
Because when I put it up, Nick has already responded, you know, that's his boy. And so, you know, I'm an idiot. As I'm getting ready to do the show and Max Griffin was over, you know, doing his interview, somebody came over and I thought he was in Max's camp. So we talked briefly and he said that, you know, he knows me from Tampa. Well, then it hit me. He didn't respond the way I thought when I was saying, you know, Max is my guy and I like the guy a lot. And, you know, he's such a cool dude. Well, next thing I know, it hit me that it hit me that he wasn't with Max.
No, it's cool. I mean, I'm sure that happens a lot. I mean, you know, you travel a lot, you're in and out of cities, and yeah, you know, the weekends are hectic and crazy and a ton of, you know, fighters and camps and entourage, and so faces get blurred and you kind of forget where you know people from. So I could see how it's hard to place where you knew the guy like at that moment.
Yep. You know, he's a Tampa guy. Well, we are going to have our first, how do I say, participant?
I don't know, but I see you going live on Facebook right now.
I am. And we're going to have our first participant in the performance of the night possibility.
Oh, I love it.
Jalen, how are you?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Before we talk about your fight, I'm going to reach out so we can get a bigger one.
Okay.
You know, if there is one, or maybe we'll have a bigger one made for you.
Yeah, let's do it.
Might be easier. What did you think about riding the Jupiter bike?
It was pretty cool. Yeah, I haven't been on a bike in years, but that was fun. It made me feel like a kid again.
And you don't have to pedal, which is, you know, is better. You don't want to exercise.
Good. Yeah.
You know, you don't want it to be work. What's it like fight week, big fight right around the corner with 3 days away?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a job. You know, it's something I've been I've been experiencing for years now, right. So it's not really nothing new to me.
You know, as I heard you talking earlier, I love just your laid back. You know, it's a job.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times guys are like, you know, there's pressure on it. You know, win, lose, get hurt, don't get hurt. You're just like, hey, it's my job. It's what I do. It is what it is.
Exactly. I've experienced the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. So, you know, I was just looking at it as that. And, like, I used to work a 9-to-5 and, like, couldn't stand it. It wasn't for me. So I just figured that this was for me.
How quickly can you get over a fight, win or lose? I mean, are you able to just block it out?
Yeah, I'll bounce back quick. I always bounce back. I love the saying, minor setback for major comebacks.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Four-letter network. ESPN, obviously the connection now with the UFC, big deal or just, again, just another fight?
That's actually a big deal. You know, everybody looks at ESPN like that's, you know, the top of sports, you know, sports or anything. So it's pretty cool.
Have you seen your name on the little scroll at the bottom of ESPN?
No, I haven't.
Because that's got to be cool when you see that.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like the tops, you know, and they're still called baseball cards, you know, trading cards. What, you know, what's it like when you see it on a card or you see your name on the scroll?
Shoot, I haven't seen it yet. So
somebody has to screenshot it.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you do the week of, you know, leading up to? Do you try to block out your job on Saturday and kind of just have fun and, you know, relax? Or are you thinking Saturday?
I'm thinking Saturday. I'm just like focusing on everything I got to do. I don't try to block too much stuff out, but I just try to keep my focus and maintain a proper mindset, like when I got to go into the cage and do what I got to do. And also, you know, focus on cutting weight, making sure I do it right, staying healthy. And then, you know, I got family at home, so I still got to, like, keep in contact with my family, see my son, like, we'll FaceTime or, like, send pictures to each other, you know, like, stuff like that. So you can't completely block yourself out until, like, fight night.
How do you handle, this is a work trip, but, you know, you're also out of town, you're in a cool city, there's some interesting things to do. I mean, are you able to go do a few things, or is it work and work only?
I got to get my job done first, and then I can go have fun. Yeah, do all that after.
Okay. Strangest thing that you've ever thought about it in the middle of a fight? And the reason that I ask it is, a lot of times it sounds like a silly, dumb question, but I asked one of the UFC fighters, and he said he was fighting Dennis Seaver, who's German. And he said in the middle of the fight, his coaches started talking German to him. And so for about 3 seconds, he started thinking of, Matt, what's the name of the movie?
Inglorious Bastards.
So he's thinking of the movie in the middle of a fight for like 3 seconds. Has anything crazy like that ever happened?
The craziest thing I did, and I'm not even embarrassed to say this, the craziest thing I did, I was, I farted in a fight. A guy took me down, and he just started like ground pounding me. Like, I was like squirming and shrimping. When I fought Richard Leroy, I farted. And I was just like, damn, it stunk so bad. Like, I was like, I feel bad for you right now. I hope you get up right now.
You know, that's a ploy in the NFL.
Yeah.
Seriously, there are certain guys that have gone to the bathroom in their uniform.
Oh, shoot.
Because it's more difficult to tackle. You don't want to tackle them per se. I'm just saying. So,
yeah,
you know, letting one go, yeah, it is gross, but I'm saying letting one go, you know, might not be, you know, the worst thing.
Yeah.
Give me your thoughts on your opponent.
He's a tough guy. Comes forward, has a lot of pressure. Grappler, you know, that's pretty much all.
Does it even matter?
No.
You know, when it's, isn't it what you're going to do to your opponent,
exactly,
not with the opponent? You don't have to worry about him?
Yeah, I'm not, I respect everything he's going to bring to the table, and I'm ready for anything that he brings to the table, but for the most part, it's what I got to go execute.
Talk about not what your game plan is, just the fact of a game plan. You know, everybody says game plan, and then it's a fist fight, and then game plans can't stay in order, right?
Yeah, game plans go out the window. There's not really a game plan. It's just you strategize for specific things that come out. Like, oh, he's going to do this. Okay, I'm going to answer with this. Or, you know, I'm good at this. Oh, he might answer with that, so I'm going to have this ready for the next step. Or, if, you know, he thinks ahead on something. Like, little things like that. But it's never like, oh, I have to do this. Because if you focus on that, and then he comes out with something different, then you're asked out, and you know, you forget what you're supposed to do.
Explain to our national audience that you're having fun in the middle of a fight.
It's all another world. Like, I love doing it. Like, you know, the glory of it is amazing. The highs, the lows. Like, it's just it's it's great. Like, you just change your mindset. Like, people are like, oh, it's so barbaric, like, it looks crazy, but no, it's not really like that. Like, we love what we do, you know. Like, we go in there with the intent to win. Like, you're testing yourself to the best of your ability against somebody that also tested themselves to the best of their ability, you know. Like, you can't get any more truth than that. Sure. You know,
the adrenaline in a fight, can you feel you get punched wherever?
Yes and no.
Like, you know, it just, you know, for a short, fat guy, you know, I can't comprehend that. So it kind of explain that, how, you know what I mean? You're in the middle of a fight, but the adrenaline's got to be going. It's like lifting a car if it falls on somebody.
There's been fights where, like, I didn't feel anything until after the fight. And there's been fights where I've been hit and I was like, whoa, okay, that kind of hurt. Like, well, that's kind of new. So, you know, like, every fight's different. It just all depends on, like, how you feel, like, during that fight. Or if you're in, like, that zone where you get that adrenaline rush, or if you're really nervous, like, when you, like, leading up to the fight, you won't feel anything. But, you know, it just all depends on how you feel about the fight.
All right. So one of the questions that I like to ask for our audience to get to know you, normally it's around eating. So since we're not eating because we're cutting weight, we're just going to say four people are going to hang out on a couch with you.
Mm-hmm.
What four people would you want to hang out and just kind of get to know and talk? It can't be family. And it can be living, passed away, real, or fictitious. Who would you want to just kind of hang out with?
Dang.
That's how we get to know you. And I'll give you a second to think about it. I've asked people, I'm Jewish, and somebody said Hitler. Mm-hmm. And my first thought is, Hitler? I mean, it was like, I took a step back, and it's like, well, I just kind of want to know, what was he thinking? What was he doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's a lot of people go musicians, and just, you know, who would you like to just kind of hang out with?
Well, first and foremost, Nipsey Hussle. He just passed away. Rest in peace. Honestly, that's the only person I could think of at the moment. You said I can't say family, so.
Right, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, because everybody would always go family.
Of
and
course.
You know, if there's somebody in the family that's passed away, you would want to do that. So it's just, you know, just to kind of get to know.
Maybe,
you know,
Kobe Bryant. I like to talk to him, too. Dang.
So are you a basketball guy?
My mom is the biggest Lakers fan.
Okay.
Like, she is the number one Lakers fan. So
what's going on with the Lakers now?
I don't know.
Ask her.
I got to ask. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and let me know, because Magic stepping down. And
yeah, I just seen that when I was running earlier. I was like, what?
It's just kind of crazy. If you could get one piece of memorabilia, what one piece of memorabilia would you like to add to your collection?
Out of anything.
Out of anything. And I'll tell you why I'm asking this question. I don't want to tell you this, and because then it'll give you an idea. So is there one thing that you'd just love to add?
Dude, I don't even
know. I always ask this question, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, and people have always said, you know, game jerseys and, you know, fight used gloves. And so I had one of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on, and he said, well, I really don't want any memorabilia, but if I could get anything, I'd want Jesus's sandals. To me, that's like the greatest answer ever. It's like, and probably the most valuable thing ever, right?
Yeah.
You know? So again, it's just a way for people to get to know you a little bit. And what is your mindset the day before a fight, the morning of the fight, and when you're in the back getting ready to walk out?
Everything's starting to, like, build, and I start getting everything in perspective. I start trying to figure out, oh, how it's going to go, or, you know, I start having, like, more visualizations of how the fight's going to go, and I get into this zone where I'm just really intense. I'm just, like, everything just builds up, and then at the same time, I'm so calm, and I'm so relaxed by it. Like, I guess I call it a blue flame. Like, that's how I feel. Like, I'm so hot, but I'm just so cool. At the same time, it's, like, relaxing. And come fight night, start warming up. So I start moving, I feel good. I feel sharp. I just know, like, it's time to go. It's time to execute.
When you say you're calm, calmer than you are now?
I mean,
because you're, like, just chill. This is awesome.
Exactly how I am now. Like, the way I am now is, like, when I go fight. Sometimes I get a little amped up, like, start moving a little bit faster. Like, when I get my speed going, that's when I'm like, okay. But then I gotta calm down and bring it back down and just start over and, you know, just figure out what what I need to do. Like, what, you know, it also depends on what I'm fighting to. Like, sure. You know, sometimes I go out faster, sometimes I go out slower, sometimes I stay relaxed, sometimes, you know, I got to put more of an intensity on my opponent. So, you know, it all depends.
Type of guy are you? Do you have to dislike your opponent? Can you like your opponent?
I could be best friends with my opponent and still go out there and fight him.
Really?
Yeah, I have no problem. I'm not big on like trash talking. I like the respect aspect and the honor aspect of mixed martial arts.
What can we look forward to on Saturday night?
Me getting my hand raised.
Now, didn't you say earlier how you thought it would play out, but with the bike on the line, do we need to change that?
Yeah. That's coming home with me.
Okay.
That's coming home with me for sure.
And it comes in numerous colors. So what color would you want?
Oh, I need black. Black and white.
Okay. There you go. Shaylin, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it for coming on the show. We're going to also hook you up with a care package of swag from 8 Man Strong.
Oh, awesome.
So if you can just put down your info there. I'll turn the camera off so that nobody will see it.
No problem.
And, you know, we'll send you some swag from 8 Man Strong. So I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Sounds good.
All right, Matt, I'm going to send it back to you.
All right, so you guys here live. We're Randy's up at UFC 236. He's interviewing the fighters, and we've got this new contest going on with Jupiter Bikes. It's jupiterbikes.com. Yeah, you definitely want to go on and check it out. It's an amazing fold-up bicycle. It's electric. It gets 10 miles per charge, and it goes up to about 15 miles per hour. So we started this contest and let the guys do the thing. And so right now, Randy is segueing in between, you know, fighters who are coming on. Only fighters that appear on Knockout Radio will be eligible to win this prize. So that's why it's important for these guys to make the time in their busy media day to get onto the program and sit down with Randy and discuss everything going in their camp and the build up to the fight. Obviously, Jaylen, you know, he mentioned Nipsey Hussle and, you know, the Lakers as far as, you know, two people he wants to sit down with, Kobe Bryant, which is no surprise because Jaylen is an L.A. kid. I was expecting him to come up with, like, Tupac or Snoop Dogg or, you know, some other West Coast L.A. legends, But yeah, it's great to always get to know the insides of these guys. You know, that's why we do this. That's why we go, you know, not only for the main title fights, but we also try to get to know the up-and-coming stars. You know, Jaylen, the Tarantula Turner, you know, coming on.
Tarantula, that's
the
right.
Tarantula, yeah.
I didn't even bring it up.
And I know you missed it, but I was referencing why he picked the people he did, because Nipsey Hussle, who just passed away, is a L.A., you know, legend.
Well, hold on
Kobe
a second.
Bryant.
Hold on a second. And I didn't want to necessarily correct Jaylen, but I'm going to correct you. He didn't pass away. He was murdered.
Okay, he was murdered.
Well, there's a difference. There's a difference.
Well, yeah, he was murdered. He was executed, if you want to be technical about it.
Right.
By his own people, right? So, but yeah, so, I mean, Jaylen picked local L.A. stars because he's an L.A. kid. So I was talking about how great it is that you do these interviews with, you know, the up-and-coming stars, because, you know, obviously everyone wants a note of the title and the headliners and the main guys, but that's what I think the fan base of the Randy regime really loves, is that you dig in and you get to know these guys before they're the star, before they're the top guy, and you get to build that relationship and that rapport, and you get to know who they really are. So I thought it was awesome. It was great to get to know Jaylen.
Yep. Well, Max Griffin coming up next. He'll be the first segment in the next hour. And one of the things that I want to address with Max, you know, I've always wanted to bring this up, and I was hesitant because I never want to offend anybody. Max is part of the Randy regime. You know, we know that. And one of the things that's bothered me is, you know, Eric in Denver just recently was promoted at 10th Planet. And he's been there for years, right? And he's a blue belt now.
Sure.
Then you see an 8-year-old, or in Max's case, a 12-year-old, who is promoted to black belt. And I'm just curious how you look at it, how athletes look at it, that, you know, here's Eric in Denver, who's been training for 10 years, and he's just now a blue belt, yet there's an 8-year-old running around with a black belt.
Well, I mean, I think in the martial art world, just like anything, there are people who can buy credentials, buy diplomas, buy, obviously, USC. You can buy scholarships with the whole, you know, scandal, SAT scandals. And the same thing in MMA. You can buy a black belt online and you can get certifications and never even hit the mat. But the people that really know the sport, the people who truly understand, and the true masters that respect the martial art, they don't graduate you or promote you unless you know the skills and have the talent to perform. And so if you're inconsistent, you don't show up, but you're still paying your dues every month, you may be a student for 5 years and never get an achievement or a rank because you didn't show up and you weren't consistent. And when you did show up, you forgot what you learned the last time you were there and you keep starting over. And I know my master, Fabio Neve, in Brandon and Valrico, he's the same way. You know, it'll take you 10 to 15 years consistently to get a black belt from that man. So when you do, it means a lot. And when Eric does at 10th Planet, you know he got it the right way, the respectful way.
Wouldn't it be a whole lot easier, like the Karate Kid, and just go to Kmart and purchase one?
I have two. I have a red one and a black one that I got from Mission Belt.
Yeah.
Well, they are fantastic.
But you didn't purchase it.
And I have a red belt that Hulk Hogan gave me that it doesn't have any belt loops, so it's kind of weird. I don't have any pants on when I wear that one.
I earned my stripes on my belt.
You did.
I did.
You did. You did. You got to get back on the mats.
I just don't have time.
We should do it. We should do it together. Let's make it happen.
No.
And we could start the first ever tandem MMA fight. You and me versus two people of your choice.
Well, it would have to be media people, right?
Oh, I guess we could do media guys. And then if I'm a fighter, I'm eligible for the Jupiter bike.
Well, as long as you're an athlete on today's show.
Well, I'm an athlete and I'm on your show.
Okay, you're not an athlete.
What do you mean?
You're not. How are you an athlete?
I'm a champion in natural bodybuilding. That's a sport.
Is it?
That's absolutely a sport.
Okay.
I think all these fighters, they're bodybuilders. I mean, nutrition and eating in a caloric deficit and working towards a specific weight goal, that's the true work. I mean, that's the hard part. Yeah, look how many guys can't make weight consistently. I mean, you see it all the time.
Yes, we do.
And yeah. They got one job. They're a professional fighter. They get paid to perform and make a certain weight class.
Good to be here back in Atlanta. I was just here, February, right? For the Super Bowl.
You were.
Was able to do some cool stuff. I have some cool stuff planned. I'm going for one of the best steaks I've ever had tomorrow night.
Okay.
I can't wait for that. We're going to do a lot of eating. There's a buffet that I've already reached out and searched out for Sunday when you're up here.
Okay. Can't wait.
Aquarium. Where do you see this aquarium that's up here in Atlanta?
I can't wait to see it.
It truly is incredible. It was where the NFL media party was. And it was just, I know all aquariums are similar. But this really was cool. It was really good stuff. So looking forward to that. And more importantly, I'm looking forward to the fights on Saturday night.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a great card. It looks like a lot of fun. I wish I got there up there earlier, but, you know, the restaurant world called. So I'll be flying up Saturday to meet you up there for UFC 236.
Don't let work get in the way of having a good time.
Well, I tell that to my mortgage company.
Well, that's one of the great lines from, I like to call him Westopher Sims III, Wes Sims. And how about another pet peeve? How about people are up in arms that Becky Lynch is the new champ in the WWE, that Ronda Rousey's shoulder was up?
I mean, it's a scripted athletic event. I mean, how do you get upset about that?
Exactly. And that was my whole thing was it was in the script.
Right.
So, you know, come on. I
mean, you know, it's not like, you know, a missed thumbs up from, you know, Robbie Lawler or from Sam Alvey, you know, where it stops a fight, a competition, and there's no going back from that. You know, it's not like that was a scripted act of the shoulder being up. So. I'm okay with it. Move on.
Well, and again, because it opens up storylines, you know, and how about the comments, oh, Brock Lesnar lost the belt. Now, ha, 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 he lost the belt. We'll talk more about that and a lot of cool stuff still to come. Max Griffin, do up next. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Stout Zone. Yeah.
Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.